In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Hey fam, it's Phoenix Kalita. Welcome to the Wine Cellar. News, comment, all that jazz. So I'm trying to record some stuff to kind of get ahead of things. William is doing the overtime season. So it's like 12 hours a day every day, sometimes 6 days a week. So he doesn't necessarily have the time and energy to podcast, but we still want to get content up. So y'all just gonna have to fucking deal with me podcasting by myself being 76% less funny than our traditional podcast. But y'all love me, so I know y'all gonna tolerate it. Right? Right. Okay. Let's get the fuck into it. I have so many news stories. It's ridiculous. And I certainly am not going to have time to do all of them. But let me see what I can find. I guess we can start with Pussy Riot, our favorite Russian activist. They're apparently Russia's going to hack Alabama. I'm kind of here for it. Pussy Riot is going to raise funds for Planned Parenthood with an Alabama concert. And this is off of The Hill. Russian feminist band Pussy Riot plans to hold a concert in Alabama benefiting Planned Parenthood after the state passed an ultra-restrictive abortion ban. The all-female rock group protest is set to have a concert in Birmingham on July 11th. So yeah, Russia's hacking Alabama. I'm kind of fucking here for it. You know. What else do I have? Oh, ex-Minneapolis police officer sentenced to 12 and a half years in death of unarmed 911 caller. If you recall, that's because his name is Mohammed Noor, and he is a brown person, and he killed a white woman named Justine Rysik. I don't even know how to say that last name. Rysik? Rysik? I don't know. That happened in July 2017. He was, of course, convicted because Blue Lives Matter, but not if they're killing white women. Well, not if it's a brown person killing a white woman. So, yeah. Just, you know, whatever. Update as an FYI. This, I know, I'm just good at, like, doing headlines, right? But I'm actually going to read this story because this is fucking wild to me. And, of course, you know, this is the Wine Cellar. Hopefully, I don't know how William is engineering. There will be trigger warnings and all that played in the beginning. But if there's not, consider this the trigger warning part of the episode. Because this is the Wine Cellar and we talk about really dark shit here because that's just what we do. And for some reason, y'all listen to us. And so this is about death and, I guess, body mutilation, I would say. So this is off CNN.com. And apparently, a veteran who died in police custody, his body was returned with organs missing? What the fuck? So, and before the conspiracy theorists come out, it was, oh, they're trying to steal our organs because this is a black man. They're stealing our organs. Let's just get through the story first and not assume this is an organ smuggling ring, okay? So, 2 days before he died, Everett Palmer Jr. called his brother Dwayne to tell him he was on his way from Delaware to New York to visit their sick mother. But first, he wanted to resolve an outstanding DUI warrant from an incident in 2016 in Pennsylvania to make sure his license was valid for the drive to see his family. The phone call was the last time the family would hear from the 41-year-old U.S. Army veteran and father of two. On April 9th, 2018, 2 days later, the family was told Palmer had died in police custody at the York County Prison. 14 months later, the Palmers still say they don't know what happened, but they're suspicious because when Palmer's body was returned to them, his throat, heart, and brain were missing. What the fuck? Civil rights attorney Lee Merritt said this entire case smacks of a cover-up. Yeah, it does. The family hired Merritt to help find answers because so far they've been unable to get them on their own. Merritt says prison and county officials have not been cooperative with providing an official manner of death. But York County Coroner Pam Gay said those organs were actually retained as part of the forensic autopsy for additional testing. They said his throat. What the fuck are you testing his throat for? What? And his... And then also, I've been in a coroner's office, in a medical examiner's office. They do keep parts of organs back for testing, but usually it's just a sample piece of an organ, from what I've seen, not the whole thing, so that's interesting. But then, also, if they were doing that, you think they would have just informed the family and be like, hey, this is our policy, we keep everybody's brain for some fucking reason for testing. But it seems like they didn't tell that to the family, so that's a little fucking shady. So Pam Gay said, there were never any missing organs. The lab that does our autopsies has the organs. Coroner's offices don't always have a morgue or forensic pathologist. We contract those services out, and we utilize a team in Allentown. That's who retains the specimens. They don't always tell us what they retained. We made that clear to the family from the beginning. It doesn't seem like the family was clear about this. She noted that removing the throat was typical in this type of investigation because we have to make sure there wasn't any component that caused asphyxia. What? You have to remove someone's throat to see if they choked or not? You can't just figure that out while you're doing the actual examination? This case is fucking weird. Gay also said that local authorities have been cooperative. We were in communications with them directly and through their attorney. I understand their need and desire for answers. We're working to do that. The truth will come out, but I cannot comment on the active investigation. Uh-huh. Representatives for the prison could not be reached for comment Friday. And that's how you know that everybody is communicating directly and being cooperative by not answering questions for interviews. An initial autopsy by the York County Coroner's Office stated Palmer died after an incident following a, quote, excited state. What the fuck is an excited state? What were they doing to this man? They were torturing this man. During which he began hitting his head on the inside of his cell door and was restrained. Wait, he went there to take care of paying a DUI and making sure his license was still good to go. How the fuck did he end up in a prison cell banging his head on the door? Really? Okay. No, I don't want a pop-up ad. I don't want to see Anderson Cooper's face. God damn it. So he had died following an excited state in which he began hitting his head against the cell door and was restrained. The report says Palmer became agitated as a result of methamphetamine toxicity? I just want to be clear. So the dude knew he was going to a police station to make sure his license was, you know, good so that he could go visit his sick mother. And on the way to the police station, he did meth? Really? Really? Y'all really didn't think this shit through at all. A probable sickling red cell disorder was also listed as a contributing factor. Okay. According to his family, Palmer never had health problems leading up to his death. And they say the autopsy report of him hitting himself is completely out of character. The York County Coroner's Office updated its autopsy results on July 28, 2018, to include the manner of death, which is listed as undetermined. The autopsy report says details of the autopsy may be corrected as more information becomes available. Gay says investigations into possible drug-related deaths can take 1 to 3 years. She ruled out one cause of death, saying it wasn't suicide. Well, at least they were honest about that. The family says Palmer did have some history of drug use, but he had never used meth. Prison processing reports made available to the family provided no indication that Palmer was under the influence or had any drug paraphernalia listed in his items when he arrived. Wait, so where is his... I mean, I don't know. I guess you smoke meth, right? I think. So where's his pipe and all his paraphernalia if he was fucking smoking before he went to the police station? Huh, okay. He would have had to receive the meth in the jail itself, and we don't believe that happened, said Merritt, who is the attorney. Palmer's body was returned to his family, but only after the family hired their own independent forensic pathologist, they discovered Palmer's body was missing parts. It's not unusual to take organs out of a body during an autopsy, especially if you believe they were subject to trauma, but Merritt said the highly unusual part is that these organs were misplaced. For 7 months, the family could not track down Palmer's brain, heart, or throat. Thus, they were told by the York County coroner to check with the funeral home for the body parts. Wait, but why would the funeral home have the body parts when y'all said that you contracted out your services because you didn't have a morgue and that it's their protocol, the place you contracted out to keep the organs. So why the fuck would you be telling them to call the funeral home? Why would the funeral home have them if you already know that the medical examiner does? There's some shady shit going on here, man. The funeral home says they hadn't touched the body. The family says they were later told by the coroner that the body parts were in an independent lab. However, the lab, Merritt says, has refused to hand over the parts, citing an ongoing investigation. Merritt says the family believes the body parts will reveal details of how Palmer died, but we haven't been able to get them back yet. Merritt said that the family's constitutional rights are being violated. CNN reached out to the York County District Attorney's Office for comment, and Kyle King, the chief administrator and spokesman for the district, told CNN by phone, the office of the district attorney does not comment on pending or ongoing investigations. Okay. When asked how long an investigation into a case like this typically takes, King said every investigation is unique. He did not answer when asked why, more than 1 year after Palmer's death, there's still no official determination about his cause of death. Multiple calls to the Pennsylvania State Police, which is listed as the investigating police agency on the autopsy, were not returned. A voicemail left at the York County Coroner's Office also went unanswered. Wow, they're really doing good with this open communication and cooperation thing, right? Of the five children of the Palmer family, Everett Palmer Jr. was like the glue that kept the family together, said brother Dwayne. He was a gentle giant, tall and muscular, and served in the U.S. Army as a paratrooper. Wow. Okay. His brother adds he joked around a lot. He was the life of the party. He wasn't perfect, but he's certainly not somebody who was a rabble-rouser who would go out fighting or starting trouble or anything like that. He was a loving person. We don't believe anything the officials are telling us at this point. It's a tremendous loss for the family. We are devastated. According to the autopsy report, on the morning of his death, Everett Palmer Jr. Was taken to a medical clinic where he was noted to be unresponsive. He was then transferred to York Hospital and pronounced dead at 5:46 a.m. If he was being processed for something he did wrong in the terms of a DUI, he should be held accountable for that, but it shouldn't be a death sentence and certainly not inside of a jail, said his brother. We know that there are good people in that prison system. We appeal to them to come forward and share what they know. Oh, I don't have any faith that's just going to happen. No, thin blue line. Okay, so the Palmer family has put in a Freedom of Information Act to request any video recordings from the York County prison while Palmer was in custody. It's been over a year and we want answers. This is fucking wild. I want to actually follow up with this story because I want to see if the family is able to find anything out because nothing is making sense. All right. Well, that is that. I think I'm just going to record a bunch of smaller clips, so let me start a new one, and stay safe, be well, and remember, if you like our content, you can always hit us up on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund or on paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. All right, have a good one, y'all.
Pod. Well, what was all that sound?
I don't know.
What the
fuck? Going live is fun.
But I just clicked record, and... Yeah, that was a little rowdy.
That's fun.
All right, so you're the honcho. You've got it.
Fine. Oh, shit, actually, you know what? I had a story lined up, and then I realized that we probably shouldn't do that one because I am a genius, a very stable genius, and forgot to send you the audio because I did further digging about a cop who got arrested, and apparently he said some bullshit that was racist as hell and forgot to tell you that I had that. All right, so anyways, moving along, speaking of hashtag good cops, because, you know, not all cops or whatever.
Not all cops are even marginally fucking good.
Exactly. Pigs. A student uses Snapchat's gender switch filter to nab a cop who was looking to hook up with a teenage girl. Mm-hmm. So, and this guy looks like a fucking rapist, too. Oh, my God. A San Francisco Bay Area college student used a Snapchat filter to pretend he was an underage girl online and take down a San Mateo police officer allegedly looking to hook up on Tinder. Ethan, who was 20, told police he had a female friend who had been sexually abused as a child, and he went online to create an undercover profile to identify possible pedophiles. The student, who did not provide his last name because he fears retaliation... Smart. used Snapchat's gender switch filter to take a picture of himself and pose as a woman named Esther on Tinder. A man messaged him and said, "Are you down to have some fun tonight?" Because that's how you just fucking start a conversation in somebody's inbox. Ugh. And Ethan said, "I decided to take advantage of it." He then texted me the man, texted the man on a different app and said that he was 16 years old and asked if that would bother him. Police said the screenshots of the conversation show it, in fact, did not bother the suspect. We started texting and it got a lot more explicit, according to Ethan. The person on the other side, investigators say, is Robert Davies, a San Mateo police officer. He was arrested last week by San Jose police on suspicion of discussing sexual activity with a minor on social media. Davies was also recently recognized for his police leadership. Leading us where? Where? All right. Ethan and Davies said Davies exchanged messages with him for over 12 hours, and he sent all their screenshots of the conversations to Crime Stoppers. "I was just looking to get a pedophile," Ethan said. "This one just happened to be a cop." Mm-hmm. Davies is on paid administrative leave, while they're investigating, of course. And the San Mateo Police Chief, Susan Mannheimer, what is it, liberals?
Yeah.
And half of them should be women. So Police Chief Susan said, "This alleged conduct, if true, is in no way a reflection of all
Come on, man.
That's all we stand for as a department. And this is an affront to the tenets of our department and our profession as a whole. As San Mateo police officers, we have sworn an oath to serve and protect our communities. I can assure you that we remain steadfast to this commitment, serving our community with professionalism, integrity, and excellence." Pie, bitches. All right.
Professional, they really... Pie.
I said pie, only because, like, the way this is quoted, professionalism, integrity, and excellence, each one is capitalized, and it's like it owns its own set of quotes. All right, pie.
They are the American pie. Fucking pigs.
Davies faces a charge of contacting a minor to commit a felony. All right. Any further incidents should be reported to Detective Michael O'Grady. Yeah. So that's going on.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it is.
Because police are police.
Yep, and these are Fiends Cleaners notes. Folks, excuse me. I have been gone. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a podcast to step to. Think of all the weak-ass segments you slept through. Time's up. Sorry I kept you. That's that Rakim shit Fiends Cleaner needs to get on. And I actually did write a rhyme while I've been gone, folks. I was writing a funky rap. We're gonna get back to Fiends Collider's big, fancy, precious show notes.
What? Why? Why? Why do you have to talk about my show notes in a disparaging manner?
I said they're big and fancy.
You said it with an attitude. That was disparaging.
Wrong. I have to have an attitude. It's one of my first tapes was N.W.A. and Tone Loc. It's getting a West Coast education.
You can't fucking wear a dashiki and look woke and then talk about I like N.W.A.
Look woke. I woke up, went to the store, and got a summer shirt. These dashikis are comfortable.
Yeah.
But tinkering around, I went, there ain't much to discuss. I will bust if you think of stopping me. While I'm mobbing with Sophia Thompson, we are a problem if you're down to mash, fool. It's all documented by Fallon Matthew. After we attack you, we gon' bury them outside the headquarters of the Negro Terror against the black left. The last bet that your ass got. Approach every task with slow breath and fast thought. I vice grip the mic and make the flow tighten. The way I get my creep on, fools thought I was Joe Biden. Huh. That punchline was a little hands-on, but that's the maid's tale, so I kick it that strong. I can say fuck Buttigieg in five languages, cause I have some kind of range with this. If Kamala's for sex workers' rights, then it's on. Wait, hold up, the Nordic model? Yawn. And the GOP? Tough talking, crying, scary punks. None of them chumps will jump in primary Trump. Y'all some busters, straight up, weak trying to flex. Even with Paul Ryan and the P90X. John Boehner is a cron slinger with a mind to stay blazing while we still have people on the iron vacation. That's my political commentary.
Nice.
Back to Phoenix Kalita and her extra special, precious, sensitive, light skin show notes. That's one from Michael Wright.
Disparaging.
Oh, there's Fallon Matthew. Oh, I just, your name was in the rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Ma'am.
Yes.
All right, what's going on here?
Somebody shared just like a screenshot of a tweet. It's just funny to me.
Huh.
If you think it's weird for grown men to put on wigs, heels, and rouge, I have bad news for you about the Founding Fathers.
Yep. I mean, they could have all sashayed away. They were.
They should have all sashayed away.
Every single one was a camp queen.
Yeah. All right. So, you remember the story about that little black girl who got tased in a store because a black cop, by the way, thought she was stealing snacks?
She
was 11. It happened a while ago. Do you remember?
Okay, I covered it, and I had to do a follow-up. I think the follow-up was because I didn't know the cop was black.
Yeah.
And Fallon Matthew was just spitting the riffraff and saying that Jody, the fictional character from the Daria program,
yes,
is maybe coming back with a spinoff joint.
Really?
Word.
I'm here for that.
And shout out to Ruth Ann Loco up in the joint. All right, so wait, you have an update to that story?
Yes.
Okay, update to the story of the cis, probably hetero black male cop that tased a little black girl.
Yeah, she was 11 years old, and his name is Kevin Brown. So while the investigation happened, he was suspended without pay.
Yeah.
He got back pay for that.
Oh, fuck, so he's back on.
He's back on, and he got paid for all his time off. Hashtag good cops.
Right.
I'm not actually going to read the whole story because that's really all you need to know about it, is that he tased an 11-year-old girl, got put on leave, and got paid for his time off.
Yeah, and right now she's probably 13, and I wouldn't be surprised. He's probably seeing her from his cruiser like, oh, she looked like she acting grown. Like, I can't stand these motherfuckers, man. I can't. Yeah. I fucking hate these niggas. What up?
And he was only barred from working outside police-related details for 2 months. That was his whole punishment. He couldn't be on a beat for 2 months, basically. So office work for 2 months. So that happened.
Damn, and then he probably just had some side gig or so. Or what? How much cops get paid? He probably didn't need checks for 2 months.
Right, exactly. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buster.
Yeah. So, Flint.
Mish.
Yeah. I was like, maybe the news will get better. No.
Flint, Michigan, begin again.
So prosecutors have dropped charges against all 8 people in the water scandal. Prosecutorial discretion, right?
Right, and I think the last time, because folks, I've been working these shifts. But I think the last time I checked, the fucking, they requested, like, some sort of hold or a stay on their trial. I don't know all the legal jargon. And that was denied, so it looked like shit was getting hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they money got granted to replace pipes. So it was looking like they were going to get, you know, tried, convicted, however the fuck all the legal jargon works. And they were going to get new pipes. But now, Phoenix Kalita's telling me all charges are dropped. Why?
Prosecutorial discretion. Prosecutors stunningly dropped all criminal charges Thursday against 8 people in the Flint water scandal and pledged to start the investigation from scratch.
Wait.
They're just gonna throw the whole case out and start over.
Wait a second. Prosecutors?
Yeah.
So, multiple?
Well, yeah, typically, like, a city has, Kamala was, like, the AG, right? So, Attorney General's in charge. And then a bunch of their people who work for them are prosecutors. So, then, you know, cases like this, it's a group of them who usually work together.
Okay, so they're going to jump. I don't know their local election cycle.
Right.
Like, are they about to fucking try to ram through some fucking ass? So, basically, the Bill Barr of prosecutors. Are they about to try to pull some shit like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. So the defendants include Michigan's former health director, Nick Lyon, who was charged with involuntary manslaughter. He was accused of failing to timely alert the public about an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease that occurred in 2014 and 15 when Flint was drawing improperly treated water from Flint River. Michigan's Solicitor General, so that must be what they call their Attorney General, Fadwa Hamoud took control of the investigation in January after the election of a new attorney general and said all evidence was not pursued by the previous team of prosecutors.
Wait, so are they saying they're going to go harder?
Hopefully. This week we completed the transfer into our possession of millions of documents and hundreds of new electronic devices, significantly expanding the scope of our situation, Hamoud and Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy said in a statement. I mean, I guess they're saying they're going to go harder, but it's like,
man, folks,
how do you start the whole fucking investigation over? And how long is that going to take?
So we got to check in with this cat, the Motor City Muckraker. You see that journalist out there?
Yeah.
Like, I hope that cat is still doing it. We need to keep doing it. You other niggas, you need to be fucking posting about Flint, post articles, post links, mm-hmm. post backdated shit, post Jim Hightower shit, because he was the first person to talk about Flint before people got poisoned when they switched the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody keep the pressure on. Because I wonder if these motherfuckers are just trying to buy time for people to forget.
Yeah, I don't know. Because see, now, and the wording here is interesting, because they say it's possible that Lyon and others could be charged again. So I'm wondering if they were like, didn't think they had enough evidence, and they were afraid if they lost the trial, they couldn't put them back up because double jeopardy, maybe? I don't know. Like, I don't know how trustworthy the new team is compared to the old team. You know?
God, that's... Well, I'm only going to get the A team. All right, that's
They should get
that.
The A team. So, yeah. But it's been 3 years since the investigation began, and nobody is behind bars. 7 of the 15 defendants had already pleaded no contest with misdemeanors, and their records will eventually be scrubbed clean. The charges were still pending against 8 people, including former Michigan Chief Medical Executive Eden Wells and 2 men who were state-appointed emergency managers in Flint. I don't know, man.
All right, and that's why Flint's one of those things you cover more so than you comment.
Yeah.
You're just like, and that's happening.
Yeah. Which, of course, and then, of course, speaking of prosecutorial discretion, the story's up on Reading in the Shade. There's a fucking prosecutor who said he will not prosecute gay couples that have domestic violence, like, incidents. So, like, if you are in a gay marriage and you go to police and say, my spouse hit me, he will not prosecute them.
Which is... You know what's bugged out? Just thought. You told me about this story before, and this thought just hit my head now.
Yeah.
Like, are there people of whom are gay folks that are aware of the fact that they are abusers? They know this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at this person like, yeah, got my vote next cycle.
I wonder.
I'm about to fuck this twink up.
Yeah, and his logic is that because he doesn't believe in gay marriage... And that domestic violence laws are meant to protect the sanctity of marriage. And since gay people can't really be married in his head, he's not going to prosecute domestic violence in same-sex marriages.
Wait, so people that are... So, wait a second. So, hetero folks that are just dating, their domestic violence doesn't count either?
Theirs does.
Whether they plan on getting married or not.
It does. There's different sex organs involved. It's like a whole different thing. It's like...
And that is violent. If you listen to the vernacular language of sex, it is violent. You gotta look into that. But if it's a couple of same folks,
right?
What are they doing? That's all. That's just collusion, right?
It's collusion. It's Russia.
Oh Jesus Christ! Holy fuck! There's a new Russian working at the fucking factory.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes, on second shift. I forgot to tell you when I got off work yesterday.
Oh.
And you know I stayed extra 4 hours to get the overtime for second shift, and apparently America really nails the stereotypes. It's fucking. They come in, we're on an event, mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, you guys, you gotta have on your hard hats.
Yeah.
And he says, I was born with thick skull. It's like, what the
fuck? In Russia, we don't wear hard hats.
Really? You did that on purpose. Like, I wonder if he's just fucking with Americans. Like, there's no way he actually just said that naturally. That had to be performance art.
I don't know, man. They might have said that naturally.
And there's Sophia Loco, which you folks got to check out Sophia Loco's podcast. It's about, like, fan fiction of animated characters doing the sex on each other. And they, like, seriously discuss it like adults. Like, it, like they actually talk about the shit. They don't just say, ha ha, look at the genitals. No, they actually talk about the shit. It's fucking dope. I think they publish it on the SoundCloud. So you'll want to catch Sophia Loco in one of the threads and get that information so you can check out that program.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot more about that stuff than they do, but their podcast is cute. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'm kind of an aficionado.
Really?
Yes.
A fanfic.
And Sophia Loco left in the comments section said, thank you for mentioning that, sir. I hope I can grow up to be just like you.
I'm not ever going to let you forget the fact that you just said you're an aficionado of fan fiction.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
It's on the record.
I literally have the Daria Diaries right here, folks. All right? Mm-hmm. Let it see known.
Uh-huh. All right. So I just said about the...
The program is called the Smut Hut. And Hut is with two T's. The Smut Hut. And it's all Latina, even though I've seen Sophia Loco's hair, and she doesn't want me coming at her with that thin tooth comb. Phoenix will tell you. I gets down.
I am tender-headed, first of all. Respect my tender-headedness.
No naps left behind.
Ugh.
Yes, right, ma'am.
My edges hurt just thinking about it. Okay, all right, so, I just said about the prosecutors, like, gay people won't prosecute domestic violence. Also, in the same state, because apparently Tennessee does not have a homophobia problem, a Knox County sheriff's detective delivered a church sermon calling for the murder of LGBTQ people.
What?
Yeah.
They just say this shit out loud, too. They just go for it.
Yep.
They're like, this couldn't fucking, I can't be held liable for this in the future at any point.
Right? So, yeah, and oh no. All right, fine, reload the page. I don't care. I'm not trying to do anything here. The fuck? All right. So this guy, his name is Grayson Fritz, first of all. Grayson Fritz.
All right, that means he's a neat guy.
Yeah, okay. And I wish I could fucking find the audio, but it seems to have been scrubbed from the internet. Apparently he, like, shared it to his Facebook and had a Facebook Live and all kinds of stuff going on.
Because the social justice clowns fucking report and get everything deleted. I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, when I fucking say, hey, this motherfucker said this thing and this should be documented, it should be archived, we should know that they put that idea out there for people to consume, and then you fucking clowns go and fucking report everything and get it deleted. Mm. You just removed evidence that, like, something happened.
Yeah, make sure it's downloaded first so we have the record, and then you can get it deleted.
Yeah, like, don't remove Confederate statues. Just put up another statue next to it of an asterisk and a giant sign that says, this is an evil fuck. You know, like, fucking just tell the truth about the thing, but keep the archive there. We need the facts.
We need the facts, we do. All right, so apparently this happened June 2nd at the All Scripture Baptist Church in Knoxville. All Scripture? All right.
Yeah, all Scripture.
All Scripture.
Read the whole Bible every service. The preacher doesn't even do a sermon. They just fucking do a read-through, and then everyone has donuts.
Yeah. All right, and this is apparently a direct quote from this sermon. I don't know if you're ready.
Yes.
The Bible says...
Yes.
The powers that be are ordained of God, and God has instilled the power of civil government to send police in 2019 out to these LGBT freaks and arrest them.
He sounds like Tariq Nasheed.
He does sound like Tariq Nasheed, actually. Stonewall, hello.
Woo!
Quote, and this continues, have a trial for them, and if they are convicted, then they are to be put to death. Do you understand that? It's a capital crime to be carried out by our government. I'm pretty sure the Bible doesn't say that, Mr. All Scripture Baptist Church.
The Bible talks about capital crimes. I need to know about misdemeanors, and I also want to know about this whole less than 30 grams thing in Illinois. I might want to get in on that. Yes. I need my antidepressants.
Yes. I'm so excited. January 1st.
January 1st. Yeah, one of my coworkers walked in. He just walked up to me and said that. He just said, January 1st, William. Yes.
Exactly. And then he continues and says, all the pride parades, man. Hey, call the riot teams. We got a bunch of them. Get the paddy wagon out here. We got a bunch of them going to jail. We got a bunch of them. We're going to get convicted because they've got their pride junk on and they're professing to what they are. They're a filthy animal.
He said the paddy wagon.
He did.
And they got their pride junk on.
Yes.
That makes it sound like he's talking about, like, penicular accessories. Right? Like, he's... Like, oh, man, like this teddy bear right here. Like, someone just has that fucking, like, just strung up
oh,
to the helmet.
Oh, holy shit, I found the audio.
Oh, fuck the damn. Want to link it up?
Yeah. Oh, they never took it down off their Facebook page.
What's the Facebook page called?
All Scripture Baptist.
All Scripture Baptist.
But it's an hour long. I don't know where it is in here.
Ah, damn it to hell. Yeah. All right. Maybe. You and your loco can dig it up. I almost said her name on the program. I don't know how incognito she is.
Who? I mean, don't say that name, but give
me
a contact.
That white woman that you like bringing to my house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If anybody will find it, it'll be her.
Yeah, Phoenix Cleaver likes bringing white women in the house. I told you don't bring no white girls home.
She got arrested for me. Yeah, right, so man. He was basing his sermon titled Sodomite Reprobates.
Sodomite Reprobates. I want to know, like...
I shouldn't be laughing, but come on!
Do they practice this shit at home, or do they just freestyle these classics? Sodomite Reprobates.
Yes. It is based on the King James Version of the Bible's Book of Leviticus, in which it says in chapter 20, verse 13, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Okay. A few days before delivering the sermon, which came on the first Sunday of Pride Month, Fritz, a 20-year county employee, requested early retirement from the sheriff's department.
The Bible's too vague, though.
What do you mean?
They're just saying if you lie with a man as you lie with a woman. How's lie spelled?
L-I-E.
Okay, so you could be fibbing. I'm just saying, like, if you're a fucking liar, like, if you lie to women the same way you lie to men, you're a fucking piece of shit and you should be put to death. So it was actually about, what was that, one of the commandments? Thou shalt not be a lying piece of fuck. See? Okay. Do fellas not go on camping trips together? And sleep? Do people of whom are couples in relationships have sex every single night they go to sleep? Or are most nights they're just like, we are two grown-ass tired people, and that's why we have three blankets, because we don't like to share. Everyone likes to do their own cocoon. Like, get the fuck. Fuck the Bible. Yes. Fuck the fucking Bible. Piece of shit. Shitty fucking book. Worst fan fiction ever.
Wow.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually just scrolling the comments. I was hoping maybe somebody would have, like, put the timestamp in, but...
No.
No. Damn, because I want to hear it.
Hold up. What did... Sophia Loco left a comment saying, great band name. What
Sodomite Reprobates.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Sodomite Reprobates?
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it. Let's just make one song and get, like, a million clicks and monetize it and start building our community.
We... Honestly, probably could.
Though with the way YouTube is, probably get like 50 cents. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. Are actually probably fucking taken down for being political in nature. But okay, so speaking of Grayson Fritz, right? This fucking preacher man slash cop slash homophobe. I was like, I would just like to know a little bit more about him.
Yeah. Why?
Because I'm a journalist, William.
Oh. I thought Elon James White was a journalist.
Yeah, so did I until the last election cycle. it turns out, during the course of his career, he's been involved with two separate shootings. And
I mean, okay, so he likes to get a camera out and, you know, take pictures of birds. He likes shooting pictures.
Uh-huh.
That's a fair deal. What? Uh-huh. Oh, so you don't like that he goes down to the hall and shoots some pool. Right. You don't like that he plays basketball and shoots a jumper.
Uh-huh. I guarantee you he does not play basketball.
Well, all you need to know is that Sophia Loco thinks Revelations is pretty dope.
Hmm.
Okay? Mm. So shoot your shot about that, buddy.
Yeet.
Ah, yes, yeet. Yes. I think I'll have a yeet right now.
All
right.
So, now, this is just so fucking incompetent. So, September 2003, Fritz was one of six officers who opened fire at a suicidal man.
Jesus Christ.
During a quote-unquote suicide by cop encounter, according to court records.
This is the preacher feller.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That came out hard and fast. All right, keep going.
Yeah. So, apparently, the man was only superficially wounded by one bullet.
Superficially wounded?
While the rest of the 28 rounds fired missed the man. How white was this man? They missed him 28 times.
Jesus Christ.
And Fritz, of course, shot six of the bullets at him and missed all six times.
Wait, this nigga calling for killing people and he's only firing off six rounds?
And missing every time.
The fuck is that? Oh, hell nah. Put him off the set. He wasn't trying to get no fucking hits. That's a snitch. That's a fucking snitch in the set. He's missing on purpose so he could testify against you in court, say he was coerced. That's a fucking informant. Fuck that fucking guy. Uh-uh.
And then in 2009, Fritz was off duty and working private security when he fired twice at a man trying to flee from a Kroger after being caught shoplifting.
Oh, he missed that one too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, Tekashi ass.
Yes,
he did. This motherfucker.
And like this, and there's like a level of shade to it. This is off KnoxNews.com. They say Fritz missed both times from close range.
Woo!
So this nigga had talked about we gotta kill people, but he can't kill people himself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't even say fuck this guy anymore. He's not a danger.
He's a little incompetent. He's never taken a sick day, though. There's that. I don't know.
I don't know. I was going to try to make a joke. I don't know. He can get this sick beating or something. I don't know. I got nothing.
So he's been employed by Knox County government since 1999, worked in maintenance until 2000 when he began working in corrections. He became a patrol officer in 2013 and a detective in 2014. And you apparently know, he shoots at people and misses.
Because he's the type, loud as a motorbike. And Sophia said, wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. So the only thing that's going to happen is I'm going to get to clapping in. He's going to get down and pray to the captain. And then I get caught up with the riffraff again, talking to Jesus with the chit-chat again, whatever, this, that, and the other.
So, yeah, that's going on. That's fun.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
I miss these show notes, folks. All I do is just fucking crank wrenches on shit and, I don't know, fucking run machines at 90 pesos por minuto is one of the things that I do. English speakers, fuck off. You should know that. Like, I know it. You should fucking know it.
Really?
If you don't know it, no mommies, way.
That's what you're going with?
No mommies.
All right. Do you know who Jessica Biel is?
I'm gonna throw out white.
Yes.
I'm gonna throw out cis woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna throw out, let's go white feminist. Am I hitting the bingos?
I don't know if she identifies as a feminist. She is married to Justin Timberlake.
Okay, racist. I'm throwing out racist. I'm guessing I'm comfortable
with the racist.
All right, let's see what happens.
I think the last time I saw her in a movie with a black person, it was Jamie Foxx, so...
The last time that you checked?
The last time that I checked.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, that's good.
Right? Like, in an era of, like, a measles outbreak, like, all right.
Yeah.
So apparently she is joining Robert F. Kennedy to lobby against a California vaccination bill. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an environmental activist whose recent work has focused increasingly on the allegation that vaccines are unsafe.
What? My bad, yo. Environmental activist and anti-vaxxer.
Right, yeah, I know.
People are just being oxymorons?
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other.
Ah, man. Fucking whatever.
So, where was I here?
Yeah, I know, sound right? effects.
Woo, yeah, got him on my spot. So he has an unlikely partner, actress Jessica Biel. In a series of Instagram posts, first reported in Jezebel by Anna Merlan, the two posed with other activists, legislators, and miscellaneous bureaucratic architecture. I like miscellaneous bureaucratic architecture. I might start using that.
Yeah.
In the caption, Kennedy called Biel courageous. The duo has come to lobby against SB 276, a California state bill that would limit exemptions for vaccinations without approval from a state public health officer. The bill has been decried by anti-vax advocates like Kennedy and vaguely critiqued by Governor Gavin Newsom over estimates that it would reduce medical exemptions by nearly 40%. Is that a bad thing? Is it?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. What you're saying is, but they want to give people vaccinations, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bad thing.
Okay.
You didn't know that, did you?
So, Biel has never publicly commented on the vaccination debate, but there were reports in 2015 that she and her husband, Justin Timberlake, did not plan to vaccinate their children.
Sophia Loco took the Bill Burr route and said, maybe he wants most people to die off so nature can retake the world.
He's a Kennedy. Do you know how many fucking Kennedys there are?
Well, they're Catholic, so yeah, probably a great many.
Like,
I made a Catholic joke.
Did make a Catholic
I make
joke.
Stereotypes about Irish people.
Mm-hmm. But on a phone call with the Daily Beast, Kennedy confirmed that the actress, who has in the past had controversial opinions, insisting that it's a struggle for her to get roles because she's too sexy.
That's awesome.
Who the fuck wrote this shady ass shit? Tarpley hit. All right, Tarpley.
Tarpley?
Tarpley.
That's a person's name?
T-A-R-P-L-E-Y.
What's the deal with their fucking parents?
They weren't as sexy as Jessica Biel.
Them motherfuckers wear faded tie-dye shirts. Whoever the fuck. Tarpley. All right.
Tarpley.
It's roles because she said just...
She can't get roles because she's too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my job. All right.
But Kennedy confirmed that the actress was upset about this issue because of its particular cruelty. Kennedy, who takes an issue with being labeled anti-vax, which he deems to be pharmaceutical propaganda.
That's fucking awesome.
You are anti-vax, you fucking weirdo.
Oh, you know what pharmaceutical propaganda is? The Affordable Care Act, Romney Care. That's pharmaceutical propaganda.
Kennedy said before, he said, I would say that she is for safe vaccines and medical freedom. My body, my choice, said Kennedy.
Oh, fuck no. God damn. Mm-hmm. Wait, Kennedy, that's the man.
Yeah.
He said that shit.
He said that, yeah.
Holy shit. This
Which is like hilarious because he's talking about her. He's like, no, these are her opinions. So a man is saying, my body, my choice, to tell us what a woman's opinion is.
He's mansplaining a woman's opinion to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is... I know that I give this title to way too many white men, but for today, he is the whitest man. I'm sure tomorrow would be someone else.
So, I mean, he's a fucking Kennedy.
God damn, he's white. What the fuck does he look like?
He looks like a Kennedy.
I don't know. Not all Irish people look alike.
The Kennedys have a look.
Oh, fuck, man. He's down with the booze, ain't he? He's got that big water head.
He's a Kennedy. Yeah, the Kennedys are always doing petty shit like that. I think it was Carolyn, one of them, literally petitioned to have a bill changed about, DUI shit because she got one and she was mad about it because she took, her little fucking Xanax or whatever and then a car accident or some shit.
Yo, I've taken Xanax before for anxiety attacks. You can't just be fucking doing shit on that. Now, on this one, I will blame the fucking, the medical folks because them niggas said... Yeah, you can take it before a shift. That's what you should do. Calm you down. I got way too calmed down, folks. I was barely 21 and working right next to the drive-thru in fast food. And I was just like, hey, I got it. Hey, there you... It's lunch rush, folks. This is my whole pace. You want... no cheese? Hey, I'll start it all over. Like, I was, yeah, Xanax, wow. You can't just take that and be doing shit.
Okay. But then Beale said she's not actually anti-vaccination. She just said, I support children getting vaccinations, and I also support families having the right to make educated medical decisions for their children alongside physicians. And I was like, you're anti-vax, say it with your chest while you still can before the polio kicks in.
And Sophia Loco said he's using feminist rhetoric to push anti-science bullshit.
Yep.
And said bright whites. That's, for some reason, I'm losing. What is that in reference to?
I don't know.
The whitest man?
Oh, the whitest man?
Oh, is the whitest man a bright white?
Maybe.
Should that be the name of a page, bright whites? I think we already have white on white crime.
White on white crime.
We have too many pages.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Bright whites right. Would be fun, though. Like, you know one of the pages I really like on the Facebooks is Responsible Gun Owner of the Day.
That's fun.
That's a dope one. Yeah, I enjoy that fucking page.
Yeah.
What else you got, lady? You got one more? You know we're approaching that time.
We are. Stop. See what I have to put up with? We already did it, but I guess just as a reminder, because we did this like a year or two ago.
Oh, shit.
About like all the, you remember we did like the whole, reading the whole list of all the fucking like grain products that have like that Roundup shit in them?
Oh.
Remember that?
I don't.
Well, we did, but it's still there. So, I mean, I guess still check your brands. 21 oat-based cereal and snack products such as Cheerios have tested positive for traces of glycophosphate. So, yeah, I know we covered it before, but it's still there, still a problem, so...
Hey, even pumpkin spice Cheerios?
Just assume so.
Ah, that's that bullshit. All right, the device that I'm using for the Facebooks Live is under 20% battery, even though the charger's plugged in.
Oh.
So that's a good time. So, Facebooks, we're going to go ahead and get out of here.
Yes.
Yeah, we're over 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And let me take a look at Sophia Loco towards the end here. Sophia Loco said, it's funny how anti-vaxxers are usually already vaccinated adults who just... who are just like, it's cool if my kid dies, except it's not funny. Like white people, your birth rate is already low.
Yeah.
I think Sophia Lowe put both rate. Maybe the article correct.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so you know what? It's like anti-vaxxers. Well, she just said they're already vaccinated adults. Yeah. As cool as my kid. So to be an anti-vaxxer as an adult. Is basically to be a secular Christian scientist.
Yep, pretty much.
Blam. Secular Christian scientist. Face booze. Get the fuck out of here.
Bye, you sodomite reprobates.
How do I end it? Oh, there it is. Come on. I haven't ended a Face booze live in a while. I forgot where the button was.
Yes.
All right, YouTube, what the fuck is your deal? I don't even know what y'all niggas, whatever. Get the fuck out of here. And podcast audio. Apparently you just stay tuned in after you know everything's being turned off. You're just like, yeah, but what if he does another rap about a school shooting and then it happens the next day? I don't want to miss that. Well, not today. All right. Got an 8-hour shift tomorrow. Maybe an 8-hour shift Saturday. Phoenix Cleaver's going... Bring some white woman in the house gallivanting around.
Yes.
Playing.
Yeah. We're going to be cooking.
Cooking. Not better than I cook. I should be the one cooking.
You're not cooking.
See, that's the problem. Too many women in the kitchen.
Hmm.
That's what happened. That's what happened, folks. See, all the women went in the kitchen. The men were left alone and became sodomite reprobates. These are the facts. And yeah, William J. Jackson is back. And the podcast makes a lot more sense now, don't it? Peace. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to say patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Please be as safe as possible wherever the frunk you are.